Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand. Marketing tools that get your products out there, and that's just the beginning. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go. Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Shopify, your all-in-one commerce platform.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com.au/listen.
You're listening to SBS News.
If you live in Antarctica, swimming is likely to be the last activity you'd be up for. But expeditioners at the KC station have been waving swords and using an excavator to create a swimming pool for themselves. It's a move that even Justine Thompson, the leader of KC station, is questioning the purpose of.
What are you saying?
Questioning life choices that we're choosing voluntarily to go into -2 water on a -20 degree day. Yes.
The midwinter swim is a traditional event held on the day of winter solstice. Prior to the day, Antarctica goes through months of darkness. The winter solstice marks the return of longer days in Antarctica. For Australian expeditioners, the midwinter swim is not only a celebration of changing weather, but also a chance to reflect on those who have come before them, as well as their achievements while being isolated from the rest of the world. David Buller is the leader of the Mawson Research Station.
Part of what we do as part of those commemorations is to do this stuff, preparing an ice hole to swim in. And the water down below is about 1.5 metres worth of sea ice. Water down below is around -2 degrees, so we're going to have a great time.
Over 100 Australians are stationed over the long winter months at Australian Antarctic Program stations in Antarctica and on Macquarie Island. Each of them have to go through a selection process that lasts for months. Applicants are required to not only be at the top of their field, but they also need qualities such as emotional intelligence to support themselves and other teammates during the long, dark days of isolation on the ice. And all of these make the midwinter swim more than a celebration in cold waters.
Nice work.
Wing Kwang, SBS News.
Hi, it's Noor Haider, one of the hosts of The Guardian's daily news podcast, Full Story. Every weekday, we bring you a single story, going beyond the headlines and taking you closer to The Guardian's journalism. Combining personal storytelling with analysis, we take you inside the stories that matter most. For fearless, independent reporting that holds power to account, listen to Full Story from The Guardian, wherever you get your podcasts.